Back home, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden returning to the White House Wednesday evening after his European trip, which ended with his pledge at the NATO summit to provide more support to European countries.
We'll station more ships in here in Spain. We're stationing more air defense in Italy and Germany. More F-35s in the United Kingdom. And to strengthen our eastern flank, new permanent headquarters for the Army 5th Corps in Poland.
The president also said the U.S. will continue to provide Ukraine with military aid to fight the Russian invasion. The president returns after winning one and losing one in the last two Supreme Court decisions of the year, including a setback to environmental policy.
In a firm pushback to the administrative state, the justices held 6-3 that the EPA went beyond its power in crafting a sweeping plan to curb carbon emissions. But a win for the White House in a second opinion authored by the chief, which found him and Justice Kavanaugh aligned with the liberal wing of the court. The 5-4 decision allows the Biden administration to roll back the so-called Remain in Mexico policy announced under the Trump administration, which permitted authorities to require many asylum seekers to await their proceedings south of the border in Mexico.
Fox's Shannon Bream. The president will hold a teleconference later today with several states' governors to discuss abortion. New abortion laws in two more states are temporarily unenforceable on judges' orders. In Kentucky and Florida, where groups are suing to stop the new laws, saying they violate the state's constitutions. In southeastern Kentucky, the Floyd County Sheriff says at least one law enforcement officer is dead, several others wounded, shot while trying to serve a warrant in a domestic abuse case Thursday. The suspect has been taken into custody after a standoff. The sheriff says he's spending the night visiting hospital rooms and also with the families. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
More than 3.5 million people planning on traveling by air this holiday weekend, but experts warn there could be issues as staffing problems continue to plague the airlines and air traffic control towers. At many airports around the country, informational picket lines by Delta Airlines pilots saying they may strike if they don't get a new contract.
We're focused on not only compensation, but also improving our quality of life and ensuring a better retirement and insurance for our pilots, as well as increased job protections for pilots.
Airline Pilots Association President Evan Bach, Delta has already trimmed scores of flights from its summer schedules. The main union for Atlantic City casino workers has reached agreements on new contracts with 4 casinos, avoiding a threatened strike this weekend. The deal provides what the union president calls the best contract they've ever had. History made at the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday.
I, Ketanji Brown Jackson, do solemnly swear.
Now Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was sworn in constitutionally by Chief Justice John Roberts to serve on the High Court. It was the first of 2 oaths she took. The second, perhaps more meaningful, the statutory oath was administered by the man whose seat Justice Jackson will assume, Justice Stephen Breyer.
That I will administer justice
without respect to persons.
Without respect to persons.
And do equal right.
And do equal right
to the poor and to the rich.
To the poor and to the rich.
Breyer retires today, having logged nearly 28 years on the highest court in the land. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A Navy investigation revealing shoddy management and human error caused a fuel leak in Pearl Harbor's tap water last year from a storage facility in the hills high above Pearl Harbor. That leak affected thousands of people and forced military families to evacuate their homes. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.